Nami-sensei, today's grammar point is...
Te-iru.
And again, this expresses the idea that an action is progressing at the present time. Basically, the present progressive. In English, ing, running, swimming, jumping. Now, in Japanese, this can also mean someone or something is kept in an extended state or a suspended state. So, for example, in English, we would say the door's open. But if we take the direct translation in Japanese, it could be the door is opening, but meaning that it's in a state of being open, suspended in that state of being open. Nami-sensei, did that make sense? Let's take a look at some examples to clarify this. First, we have the present progressive, ing.
Mada tabeteru no?
Are you still eating? In that process of eating.
Yeah, in the middle of action.
Nami-sensei, ima nani shite masu ka? What are you doing now?
Hatarayte imasu.
Nice. Working. Let's ask Yuichi what he's doing.
Yuichi-san, nani wo shite masu ka?
Rokuon shite imasu.
Recording. So, and of course, what's interesting here is he knows, like, his name was established in the previous sentence, so he can answer with just the verb in the present progressive form. Rokuon shite imasu. Like, the literal translation is recording. But of course, I am is implied. I am recording. Okay, now let's take a look at the second usage. Yuichi-sensei, onegai shimasu.
Ura ni nokotte imasu yo.
It's still there in the backyard.
I don't think this example sentence is very clear or easy for us to explain the grammar point. So let me give you an easy sentence.
Sure.
道が濡れてる。今日雨降った。
The street's wet. It rained today. Now let's back up. Give us that Japanese sentence one more time for the street is wet.
道が濡れている。
The street or road is wet. Now first we have
道
street followed by
が
subject marking particle, followed by?
濡れている.
Literally, wetting.
But it got wet and that situation is still continuing.
So it's in the state of being wet, that suspended state of being wet.
でも英語でも同じですよね. He's wearing a sweater とか.
Excellent point, Naomi. So we could take, you know, that example of, you know, wearing clothes. And in Japanese, it's kind of the same. You use the present progressive. There are different words for wearing things in Japanese, but when you're wearing it, they all fall into the same state. The teiru, shirts wo kiteru.
You put it on, you're still wearing it.
And that state continues. Let's jump back to the line from the conversation, as I think we can explain it now.
Ura ni nokotte imasu yo.
So, ura is backyard. And nokotte imasu is remaining. But what are we talking about here? So, that was established in the previous sentence. So, can we have the subject? Can we have everything in the sentence?
Ginnan no ki ga 裏に残っていますよ.
So literally, the ginkgo tree in the back is remaining. So actually, it's in a state of remaining, which means it's still there. So the ginkgo tree is still there in the back. When thinking and speaking in Japanese, you have to find the proper verb, use the present progressive to explain that state.